Shri Shri Radha, this time we are taking the stories of the seven temples of Vrindavan, right? So in that, today I'll tell you the story of Shri Shri Radha Raman.
Shila Bhatta Goswami.
It belongs to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Yes, it belongs to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Yes. Shall we just revise? Madan Mohan belongs to? Okay, all of you tell. Madan Mohan belongs to Sanatana Goswami. And then Radha Govind belongs to, you can see in your notes, see, the first page I have given.
Yes.
The first page, yeah, the first page you just go through it. Radha Madan Mohan Sanatana Goswami. Radha Govind Rupa Goswami. Radha, let us go in order. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Temple Sanatana Goswami. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Temple
Shila Rupa Goswami.
Shri Shri Radha Gopina Temple
Madhubhanda.
Shri Shri Radha Raman Temple
Shila Gopala Bhanda Goswami.
Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Temple
Shila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
It is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then Shri Shri Radha Damodar
Shila Rupa Goswami.
Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar
Shyamananda Pandit.
Okay, so today I'll tell you the story of Shri Shri Radha Raman. Okay, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a very Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a very great devotee. For now, I'll tell you a little bit in short. When he was small, in his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For those of you who don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show how to become a devotee. And that is Chaitanya. You have gone in the temple, isn't
yes.
it? In that you have seen two deities standing like this.
Yes.
The one on the right is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay? No, this one. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The one this side is Nityananda. This one is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Nityananda is Balaram. Okay? So, when he was small, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house when he was almost 4-5 years old. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this boy, when he was very small, he used to serve Gopala Bhatta Goswami very nicely. When his father used to make all the prasad, he himself would serve him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take Gopal and he would keep on his lap. Just imagine, the boy sits on the lap of Bhagavan. And the Lord gives him food. And that boy later, he became older. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Then he was feeling very sad. Then he grew up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you take care of your parents now. After your parents leave this world, then you can come to Vrindavan. So he took care of his parents and then he came to Vrindavan. Listen to this. Then he came to Vrindavan. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him gifts. He sent him his Gunja Mala and the wooden plank on which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit. That also he gave to Gopala Bhatta. And then after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastimes. And he went to the spiritual world. So, now Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was feeling separation. He was feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the nights and in the day also, he was feeling so sad. He was feeling so much separation. At that time, one day in the dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told him that you go to Nepal. You go to Nepal. And in Nepal, there is a river called Gandaki River. G-A-N-D-A-K-I. Now you wait. Wait. Sit down. There is a Gandaki River. After that person comes, you can go. Hari Bol. After they come, you can go. In that Gandaki River, the Lord told Gopal Bhatta, you go there. So he went to Nepal. And he had a kamandalu in his hand. You know what is kamandalu? This sages, they catch this water pot. Have you seen?
Yes.
That is kamandalu. So he took his kamandalu and he was taking water from Gandaki river to do his worship of the deities. At that time, 12 shaligram shilas. Yesterday I told you about shila. Afterwards I'll show you that picture. Can you see the black? Can you get up and show? You're seeing? That is Shaligram Shila. So like that, 12 Shaligram Shilas came. It automatically came into his pot. Are you hearing?
Yes.
12 Shilas automatically came into his pot. एंड शालीग्राम शीला वर्शिप यू हैव टू बी वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट. इट ऐसा नहीं चलेगा टुडे आई विल डू टुमारो आई विल नॉट डू. यू हैव टू बी वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट. इफ यू आर गिविंग ब्रेकफास्ट एट 8 o'clock यू हैव टू गिव एट 8 o'clock टू द डेटीज. इफ यू आर गिविंग एट 12 o'clock लंच यू हैव टू गिव एट 12 o'clock. इफ यू आर गिविंग मंगल आरती इन द मॉर्निंग 4:30 यू हैव टू डू एट 4:30. फॉर शालीग्राम शीला एंड फॉर राधा कृष्ण डेटीज यू हैव टू बी वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट. सो दिस गोपाल भट्टा ही थॉट ऑल्दो ही वॉज अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ही थॉट आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू टेक केयर ऑफ दिस शालीग्राम शीला. शो ही पुट इट बैक इन द वॉटर. But what happened? Again it jumped. All the 12 Shaligram Shilas, they came inside the pot. So then he thought, no, I am not qualified to take care of these Shaligram Shilas. He put it back in the water. Again the third time, again the Shilas came in the, it came in the water pot. So he thought, maybe the Lord wants me to worship these deities. So then he took it to Vrindavan, where he was staying. And every day, he would take bath 3 times in Yamuna River. And he would take care. He would take care of the deities. Every day it would fall in the water. He would take care of the deities. Now, one day, one wealthy merchant. Listen to this. One wealthy merchant came to Vrindavan. And he visited all the Goswamis. All these Goswamis. And he gave, when you go to see a sage, you have to give some gifts. So he bought gifts for everyone. You know what gifts he bought? For the deities. So for these great devotees, if you give something for the deities, they become very happy. So like that he went, and like that he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he gave earrings and dhoti, shirt and pile and all these things to Gopal Bhatta Goswami to put for his deities. But he is having Shaligram Shila like that. How can you put this thing, dhoti and kurta and all that? No. Are you understanding what I am talking? For the Shila you cannot put. So he said, see, I cannot put for Shila, so you take it back. So the merchant, that wealthy person said that I have brought it with lot of love. If you accept it, I will become very happy. So then Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, okay, and he took those things. He bought bangles. And he bought necklace, everything he brought for the deities. So then that day, it was Narasimha Chaturdashi. Narasimha Chaturdashi is the day when Narasimha came out of the pillar. You know the past time?
Yes.
Narasimha came out of the pillar to protect Prahlad. So he thought, how nice it will be if I get a deity. Like how the Lord took the form of Narasimha to come out of the pillar. How nice it will be if I get a deity. And the whole day and night he thought of that only and he went to sleep. And every day before he goes to sleep, he had a basket. And in that basket he had the 12 Shaligram Shilas. And he would cover that basket with a cloth. Now, the next day he went to take bath in Yamuna. He used to take three times bath in Yamuna River. He took bath. Go. He went to Yamuna River, he took bath and then he came. And after that, he came and he opened the cloth. The cloth, that basket which was covered with the cloth with 12 Shaligram Shilas. All of you, be attentive. He opened the cloth and sit properly. All of you sit properly. He opened the cloth and you know what he saw? There was this one Shaligram Shila, which is called the Damodar Shila, that expanded into a beautiful form of deity. The Shaligram Shila, it became into a deity. And that is Radha Raman. Because of the desire of his pure devotee, the Shaligram Shila, it became into a deity. That is Radha Raman. So, this is how Gopal Bhatta Goswami got the deity. And it's very beautiful. So beautiful. Nobody can carve like that because it is self-manifested deity. The eyes are very beautiful. Every feature, it is so beautiful. And the proof that from the Shaligram Shila, the deity came, at the back, if they go and see, they see that the Shaligram Shila is there. And it is said that till today, this deity is still there in Vrindavan because Madan Mohan shifted to Karoli. Radha Govindji, Jaipur. Radha Gopinath, Jaipur. The and Radha Damodar, Jaipur. Radha Raman is only there in Vrindavan. And it is said on the day of his appearance, they bathed the deity with 5,000 liters of milk. And in the till today, they have not used matchbox to cook in the temple because the fire automatically comes. And Srila Prabhupada said that the standard of worship of Radha Raman deity pujaris is the topmost. So you should learn from them. Okay, Shishi Radha Raman Dev ki.
Jai.
Yes. Yes.